Goblin Tax by Alan Varney.
Well, okay. You mean that you were just standing there in the hobby shop minding your own business and this woman?
Anna, let me see your character record sheet,
please. Right, she sees me looking at the new rules supplement, you know, 400 new magic spells.
Here it is, here.
Thank you. And she fixes me with a baleful glare and says how dungeon games are awful and violent and tools of the devil because you kill people and cast spells and...
You're kidding, a total stranger, really?
Yeah!
Yeah, what'd she say?
Wait a minute, this 20-sided die is loaded.
Shush! I said, ma'am, we don't really kill anything. We're just four introverted schlaps.
Hey, speak for yourself.
So sit in our living rooms and pretend to be barbarians and wizards and pretend...
Wait a minute. This die always rolls 20. A perfect critical hit 6 times in a row. Look.
Shush, would you shut up? John's not supposed to know about that. I said, we pretend to fight these evil monsters and look for treasure just for fun, to escape from everyday pressures of life for a while.
A summons for Phil from the astral plane.
What?
The loaded die that John's not supposed to know about will be given to John immediately, or John will drop your entire party of brave adventurers through a trapdoor to the lowest level of John's dungeon.
Thank you, John. Here.
Are you ready to start yet?
Almost, Gordon.
And I'm going to dance on your grave.
My barbarian serves the cause of justice. I can do no less myself.
So what about the crazy lady?
Yeah. So, I give her lecture number 1, and she's standing there stiff as a board and her lips all tight. And then she took a deep breath and waved the bony finger under my nose, and she said, "A day of reckoning shall come."
Oh, that's pathetic.
People like that should be put in rest homes.
Oh, people like that should be put in chloroform jars and exhibited.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all set for another installment in the great ongoing dungeon adventure.
Sure.
Right. And here's your character sheet back.
Thank you.
Okay, by the way, you know that sword that you took from the living statue back on the second level?
Yes.
You've been noticing that as you get further down the corridor on the third level, it's begun muttering to itself.
Oh, great.
Something about having a holy mission to wipe out every vampire in the entire world.
If it has to kill me to do it, there's an ifrit bound in this blade, isn't there?
Sounds like it.
I drop it on the floor.
It won't drop.
I throw it down the hallway.
It won't leave you.
Uh-oh.
I stand like an idiot in the hallway wondering how I got into this mess.
Speaking of this mess, I forget exactly where we are.
Slipshod.
Okay,
Slipshod. We've been in this bloody dungeon for 7 weeks. How am I supposed to keep track of
where you're our cleric. You should know this stuff.
Yeah, I'm the wizard. I can't be expected to pay attention to little things like where we are.
And I'm just a dumb swordswoman.
With an ifrit sword that wants to fight vampires.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Okay. Just to bring everybody up to date, I'm sure you all vividly recall running from the party of orcs, dropping food and treasures madly as you fled.
Yes.
Finally
mile.
Escaping by the handy maneuver of accidentally falling into a 10-foot pit.
With the magic mirror at the bottom. It all comes back to me now.
What was that mirror doing in a pit anyway?
Long story.
Yeah.
Stepping through the mirror, you emerged from its counterpart above an altar where 22 kobolds were engaged in solemn obeisance to
the great throbbing Zorb.
Right.
Kobolds, they got squashed like jelly beans.
Did any of the little buggers ever manage to hurt us?
Gordon?
Yeah. I took 2 points of damage right in the old breadbasket.
Brave wizard, wounded by a kobold.
So you three trounced all 22 kobolds and are now standing alone in the altar room.
It's amazing that an assault on a room full of monsters sits lightly on my conscience.
Uh-huh. A day of reckoning.
Oh, can it, Phil?
Now, to finish the update from last week, you found an ornately carved wooden chest, and you lifted up the altar stone, and the dumb swordswoman, being dumb, promptly opened the chest. But there were no traps in it, or there was one, but it had rusted away in centuries past.
Yeah.
And inside, you found a scroll. This scroll here, in fact.
Ooh. Wow, you made a real scroll. I'm impressed.
Just something I worked up watching football.
Look at this. This is parchment. Where did you get parchment?
This is your dad's high school diploma, right?
We game masters have our little secrets. Go ahead, have a look at it.
Yeah, pass it over here.
Ooh. Burnt edges.
Faded ancient writing. Is this parchment colored white out?
Light verse. From misty reaches past our ken, from new dimensions close to ours, I summon to the world of men a creature from the nether fars. With wave of hand and mystic glower, come to this land and feel my power.
Oh dear.
Well,
what are they?
Where did they come from?
Is that a dragon?
Human.
Yikes. Watch out, it's breathing fire.
Please help me. Rosebud, naughty, don't breathe fire on the nice human.
John, this is terrific. How'd you do it?
Please, I beg of you, I mean you no harm. You must save me from my pursuer.
Pursuer?
Wait a minute, what's going on here? Where are you?
John, come out from behind that couch.
What am I? I'm a halfling, of course. Bingo Wiggin, the halfling, at your service. Haven't you ever seen a halfling before?
A halfling? You mean like a hobbit? Well, you're short and cute, and you've got the big furry feet, but...
The three-piece suit, it doesn't fit the image.
Nice vest, though.
Is this really a dragon? It's not much bigger than a dog.
Oops.
There it goes.
It's flying out to the backyard. Look, it's eating a flower bush.
What? Hey, get away from there, you stupid lizard. Those are my mother's prized gardenias.
Please, never mind about Rosebud. He's just my pet dragonette. He loves flowers.
Yeah.
But I desperately need your help.
Why? You said you were being pursued.
Yes, by an evil agent of darkness. I was in flight from him even when I appeared here so mysteriously. I was attempting an ordinary spell of transference when a gateway seemed to open in the air before me, and I heard the voice of a magic spell summoning me to this place. Perhaps it will provide me the refuge I so urgently seek.
You poor thing, who's chasing you and why?
A goblin, an evil, unholy goblin, an emissary of a nameless evil power. I'm only a poor, innocent halfling, an arbitrary victim, singled out for undeserved punishment, and hounded day and night with never a moment's rest.
John, what's going on here?
Yeah,
it seems to be an abridgment of adjacent dimensional planes.
John... What's going on here?
Put it in English, John.
Apparently there's some kind of parallel magical dimension next to ours. And when Gordon read that summoning poem at the same time this halfling was trying a spell on his side, they must have combined to open a rift and let him through.
Huh.
Oh, it makes my little halfling heart glad to think that justice will triumph and the goblin will be vanquished. If only you'll help.
Oh, of course we'll help you, Bingo. What can we do?
Hey.
Oh, I knew I could trust you.
Now, wait a minute.
Come on, Gordon. Aren't we dungeon adventurers? Didn't you want dash and romance and heroic exploits bravely facing down evil and sorcery?
Sure, but...
How big is this goblin?
Yeah, how many hit points?
And can he get here the same way Bingo did?
What do you think, John? Can he?
Well, I'd say if he's playing by the same rules...
Yes.
Bingo the Squeeze Wiggin, you're under arrest.
Arrest?
The Squeeze?
This is the goblin?
Don't listen to him. He speaks only lies. Kill him where he stands.
Humans, eh? Using humans as aides and accomplices. That's a felony, Squeeze. You're looking at 130 to 250.
You don't sound like a goblin.
You don't look like a goblin.
By the by, you four humans are under arrest, too, for aiding and abetting the escape of a known felon.
Oh, dear.
Just how should I look, ma'am?
Well, you're green, and you've got the bald head and the long pointed ears.
And the skeletal build and black fingernails.
But the trench coat and slouch hat, no, it just doesn't work.
Slay him! He serves a dark power. I'm helpless without your aid.
You're not fooling anybody with the helpless hobbit act, Squeeze. Here, everybody read one of these cards. They've got your rights on them.
Hey, who are you?
Lieutenant Argon Factotum of the Greater Zayara Criminal Justice Bureau, sir. Here to arrest one Bingo the Squeeze Wiggin, sir, known racketeer and godfather in the Halfling Mafia, sir.
Bingo.
Mafia?
Lies, all lies. Besides, he has no jurisdiction.
Tell it to the judge, Squeeze.
Wait, what's the charge?
Same one we got Frodo on. Tax evasion.
Tax evasion?
Boy. You'll never take me alive, Greenhead.
Stop him.
He's headed for the backyard.
Rosebud, here, baby.
Oh, no, you don't.
You scared Rosebud away.
That dragon is evidence. Get it.
Too late.
That was a nice tackle, human. Very dumb, Wiggin. Resisting arrest just put another 50 years on your sentence.
Look at those gardenias. My mother's going to kill me.
Forget the gardenias, John. She'll understand when you tell her what happened.
Tell me, Phil. What happened?
Why, through no fault of your own, the gardenias were... eaten by a small fire-breathing dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So put me in a chloroform jar and exhibit me.
As long as I'm sitting here on your back, Mingo, why don't I read you your rights aloud? Wouldn't want to get caught up on a technicality, would we?
I'll waive the reading of my rights. I'll beat this rap anyway. I always have the four.
Bingo.
Ah, bingo, bingo. It never fails, does it? A cheap hood from the seamy side of the Shire works his way up through the underworld, monopolizes the pipe weed trade, does a hefty black market business in mithril armor and dwarf hammers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Organizes a protection racket along the entire Ganrat coast, using invisible zombies as your muscle.
I'm sure you had fun making this up, Argon.
Bribing every interior official from the secretary on down to the measly park rangers to let you tear down the golden forest of enchanted dreams and put up condominiums.
That was a legitimate business deal.
Finally breaking into the big time with high-level government blackmail scandal involving pornographic magic mirrors featuring the daughter of the Secretary of Thaumaturgy.
Oh, you liar. I was simply providing a service to lonely elected officials.
Oh, bingo.
Don't you believe a money. It's all a trump. If you'd seen the girl, you'd know what I mean. She wouldn't rate a second-rate stare from a gorgon.
So you do all this squeeze and finally make it to the top, and you've got the smarts and the savvy to cover your tracks and come out clean as an elf on everything we throw at you. And then you go and get tripped up on some stupid little thing like species tax evasion. Poetic justice, huh?
Species tax?
Yeah, what, you've never heard of it?
Haven't you caught on yet? This is a whole new world, Baldfoot. From the way they've been talking, it looks like there's nothing but humans here.
All humans. Pathetic. Well, where Bingo and I hail from, there's all different types of folks, and you're taxed according to your species. The better the species, the higher the tax you pay every year. If you miss your tax payment, you get busted down a species or two. And that's what was going to happen to our friend Bingo here, wasn't it, Squeeze?
I forgot to mail a check.
Sure. 3 years in a row. Well, by the time we caught up with him, Bingo was scheduled to be knocked down 2 grades, down to the very lowest kind of intelligent species. And in the Halfling Mafia, they wouldn't like that. They're not tall, but they're proud. So Wigan took it on the lam, and that was 5 years ago now. Squeeze?
I got nothing to say.
Excuse me, what is the lowest grade of species?
Human beings. No offense, sir.
And how do they rank above us?
Well, just above humans, there's the kobolds and the gnomes together. And above them is us, the goblins and the halflings. And above us, you got your dwarves and giants, then your centaurs, your wyverns, griffins, and phoenix. Then your elves, and then at the top, of course, you've got your dragons and your newscasters. The bit with the gnomes may change, though, now that they've started agitating for their civil rights.
Do my fellow human beings notice anything missing from this picture?
Well, you mean like romance?
Dashing adventure?
Heroic exploits?
Sorry to disappoint you, sir. Maybe you've got plenty of valiant heroes and glamorous derring-do in your backward dimension here. Most of us, we slog through from day to day. Try not to bump into too many others. Of course, there's always halfling lice like Bingo who want to squash things for everyone else.
Speaking of squashing, will you let me up?
Sure. You don't make a very comfy seat anyway, Squeeze. But first, just allow me to relieve you of this attractive ring of invisibility on your right hand, a ring which I have reason to believe has been fenced.
Hey!
Then your famous enchanted blackjack. No, don't reach for it. I'll find it myself.
Right back pocket. Yeah.
And here you are. Up we go. You won't do anything unwise, will you, that might force me to encrypt you 5 feet underground?
I'm a law-abiding citizen. I merely wish to draw aside with this lovely human creature and make my farewells as a gentleman of short but deep acquaintance. May I speak with you apart, my dear?
Hey!
Oh, come on, Gordon. It's all right. You're not jealous of a little munchkin like him, are you?
Oh, okay, but just don't let him try and fondle your knees.
Okay, Bingo, we can talk over there.
But listen, Lieutenant, haven't you got neat magical things in your world? Like, oh, you know...
Love potions?
Gems of dazzling energy?
Wizards throwing fireballs?
If you ask me personally, I got the lowdown from my brother-in-law in the civil service. There's a terrific love potion they could put on the market tomorrow, but the Feudal Potion Administration has to determine if there's any harmful side effects. There's an energy gem that some power company has in use in Lesser Karuba, but it's picketed all the time by anti-gem environmentalists who think it's going to blow up. And who wants fireballs? They just pollute the air.
And I suppose all the evil monsters have been wiped out for centuries, right? Vampires and like that.
I'll remind you that vampires are an endangered species covered by the Undead Protection Act. I don't know. Sometimes when I listen to the Oracle going to work in the morning and I hear about how the flying carpet controllers are going on strike, or how yet another food additive is found to cause demonic possession, or how more and more school children are turning into birds just for cheap thrills and then becoming hopelessly addicted to suet. I tell you, it makes me long for some unspoiled wilderness, untouched by civilization's magic. Someplace like this, maybe. I might think about retiring here.
You furry toad little pervert!
Ow! Hey, all you got to do is say no.
You creepy mythical creature, I'd like to fry you with a bolt of lightning.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a permit for that?
What? It was just a legitimate business proposition.
It's okay, Gordon. Don't get mad.
Look, Xenon.
Argon.
Whatever. Didn't you want to take this fugitive away back to your own world and get him out of our hair?
Right. Time to leave. But if you'll recall, you four are under arrest, too.
Well, come on!
Of course, considering the circumstances and seeing as how you prevented an earlier escape attempt by the accused. Well, as a field operative, I have certain latitude in these matters.
So we're free?
You're letting us go.
I guess so, yeah. It keeps down the paperwork, and I don't know if you could even get through this gateway we used. If it's anything like the automatic toll gate portals in Zayara, we have to go back through in the order we came. So it's heave-ho for Squeeze here, first. Right, Squeeze? Count of three. One, two.
What did you say?
On the count of three, you jump. One.
I'm sorry, I still can't hear you.
Say what?
It must be a sudden recurrence of an old inner ear difficulty. Amazing. I can see your lips moving, but I can't hear a sound.
Squeeze, if you don't go through that gate and let me follow, I'm going to sit on you till you starve.
Go ahead, Flatfoot. My back can last longer than your...
Hold it, Lieutenant. There must be some other way of doing this, of getting you both back. Try going first, or both at once.
Let's see. Nope, no good.
They're still here.
Well, what are we going to do with them?
Maybe we could have them bronzed.
That's not funny, Gordon. Let's see, we can't use that summoning poem, or we'll just end up with who knows what else coming over. Say, Argon, any chance we could get the people on your side of the gate to open it?
Sure. You appear before the Interdimensional Planning Commission Board. Tell them your proposal, and if they like it, they recommend you to the appropriate High Council subcommittees.
Oh, great.
And if you lobby harder than a dwarf, they'll let you through to a couple of months of hearings before the main committee.
This is depressing.
And if they okay it, it's posted for 90 days before the Supreme Sorcerer's Chambers, where any public-minded citizen can voice objections.
Look, just skip the red tape, okay?
Well, there's lots more after that, plus environmental impact statements and zoning regulations. So without going into detail, as a rough guesstimate, you're talking 6 years.
Swell.
Think we could get him into a circus somewhere?
There's only one way to open a gate immediately.
Wait! Wait!
What?
You have to summon a demon.
Oh.
Our, real demons, are they anything like the ones in our game?
Tell her, Argon.
Well, I don't know. In your game, are demons immensely powerful creatures of pure magic?
Will just as soon turn you into a toad as do what you ask them and maybe destroy your city in the bargain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Well, people, what do you think?
I have lots of ambitions, but turning into a toad has never been one of them.
A purple toad with fringes of hair on the sides.
Shut up, Squeeze. Demons are pretty high level. They have a lot of power and all the right connections, and nobody seems to care if they play by the rules. And for opening a gate, you'll need a really top salary demon like Montregor or Belmoriac.
Phil?
Yeah?
You play the cleric in our game. If we can actually summon one of these demons...
Assuming we want to...
You'll have the best chance. If we've brought these two over from another dimension, we ought to be able to bring in somebody else. Here, look through this spellbook and find a good, polite, unpretentious enchantment for bringing in a really major demon.
Hey, wait a minute!
Phil, we've got no choice.
Let the goblin do it!
Me? You think if I had that kind of pull, I'd still be just a lieutenant?
Phil, you have to do it.
Either that, or we're stuck with these clowns.
A green detective with pointy ears.
And Middle Earth's answer to Nathan Detroit here.
Do you want to unleash them on an unsuspecting world?
All right, okay. Don't badger me. I'm just uncomfortable about dealing with someone who might feel like transporting us to the planet Neptune. Let's see.
We could bring the planet Neptune here, you know.
Shut up. You won't scare them any more than they already are.
Here's a spell. Summon level 6 demon. Mantragore, I guess. Well, here we go.
No, don't do it. It'll make us all into hermit crabs.
Leave him alone.
Let's see now.
Fire pits of Chernabog, belch forth your awful flames. All deep and vasty pits of eldritch wizardry, shriek the earth's despair. Tumult of storm-tossed oceans, enwrap yourself in spirit flesh and engulf the living world. Should we reconsider?
Keep going, sir. It's too late to stop now.
By fire and earth and water and air, let the cosmos wail the name Mandragor. I name you Mandragor. I summon you Mandragor. I bid you appear, Mandragor, to do my will.
Can I help you?
Are you Mandragor the demon?
No, I'm Mr. Mantrigar's secretary. I'm sorry, but Mr. Mantrigar is unavailable at the moment.
Oh, I feel busy.
Hey! I summon Mandragor, and I want to see Mandragor!
Do you have an appointment? Mr. Mantrigar is a busy demon. He can't be expected to respond to every crackpot summoning.
Tell Mandragor this is police business, ma'am. I'm Lieutenant Argon Factotum of Criminal Justice, ma'am.
Mr. Mantrigar does not associate with policemen.
I'm not asking him out to dinner, ma'am. I just need help transporting a known felon, ma'am. One Bingo Wiggin. Back to our
Wiggin?
Own... Yes, ma'am.
Would this be Bingo the Squeeze Wiggin?
As a matter of fact, he is, ma'am.
One moment, please. Gone.
What's going on?
You know, this is getting really strange.
That secretary perked right up at your name, Squeeze.
Don't look at me with those beady black eyes. I don't mess with demons.
Say... This big cheese Mantrigor looks like nothing but a glorified politician. I can handle that kind of thing easy.
Careful, Phil.
Oh, how terrifying can a guy be that employs a wart like that secretary?
Yikes! You were saying, Phil?
Amazing. All right, where's that squirt Bingo?
Oh, golly.
Come on, snap it up. You never saw a pillar of fire before?
Here, he's right here, sir.
You Bingo Wiggin?
Yes.
Did you or did you not engineer Alira's recent embargo on salamander eyes against Western Carwan in order to drive up prices in the black market?
That was legitimate business.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Your little escapade made it impossible for General Potions Incorporated to obtain supplies needed for producing Rings of Freezing Cold and the very popular Curse of Inglabar's Unstoppable Dance. The company went bankrupt in 5 months.
Lords of the marketplace, supply and demand.
Were you aware that I was the principal stockholder of General Potions, Inc.?
Uh-oh.
I've been, meaning to, take care of you for quite a while now. Azrabub, my secretary, was alerted to signal me immediately, should your whereabouts become known. This has interrupted an important meeting with the assistant celestial director of Brimstone Production in the northeastern quadrant of this galaxy, and I intend to see that it was worth it. You, the cop, what did you finally nail him on?
Species tax evasion, sir.
Oh-ho! Azrabub!
Yes, sir?
Compute back species taxes owed by one Bingo Wiggin. No sense bothering the courts with this little to-do. We'll settle it right now.
What about my civil rights?
What about them?
$567,292 gold pieces. Plus change.
That represents a reduction of, how many species grades?
647.
Okay, what's this one, folks?
Wait a minute, I want a lawyer.
Zappo!
He's disappeared!
Where'd he go?
No, look! There he is on the carpet!
A spider. You turned him into a spider.
I still want a lawyer!
Spiders don't get lawyers, Bingo. One of those loopholes in our legal system.
That won't last long, Two Legs! I'll start a campaign! Civil rights for spiders! I'll get to it. Right now I have this tremendous urge to spin a web and eat my mate. But I'll be back!
Don't scuttle away so fast there, Bingo. Your evidence, you know. I'll just put you here in my hat.
No, no, help me!
Now!
Help me!
Which one of you summoned me?
Him!
Yeah?
Human, ordinarily I regard those who summon me in the way I'd regard a crushed scorpion. However, since this episode let me settle an old score and get a few laughs in the bargain, I'm not going to have the lot of you torn apart by bears, okay?
What did he say?
In fact, I might be disposed to take care of any little wish you have in mind, purely as a favor. But don't let it get around.
Oh, no, sir, no.
What about it? Potions? Wands? Someone you want turned into something? Need a canal dug?
Well...
Phil.
What?
The gardenias.
Oh, yeah. Could you fix the gardenia bushes out in the backyard?
Done. A nice offbeat request. Humans are usually boring and predictable. Asking for $2 million in gold bars or something like that. Gardenia's a chose character. Okay, cop, you need to get back home, right?
Yes, sir.
You'll come back with me.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm going to seal the gate behind us. I hate answering summonings at long distance. Oh, do something creative with Wigan, will you? Like, say, exhibiting him?
In a chloroform jar?
Nice touch.
They're gone.
And we're still alive.
And everybody taken care of.
$2 million. $2 million in gold. And what did you make me ask for? Gardenias!
Show's character, remember?
Hey, look out there. Look at those gardenia bushes.
Huh?
They must be 30 feet high.
And the blooms! 2 feet across, easy. And purple.
Do you realize how much gardeners would pay for seeds from these bushes?
We could make a fortune.
See? Everybody taken care of after all.
Rosebud.
We forgot the dragon.
Hey, we could sell him to a zoo.
Or a circus.
Rent him to barbecues.
We've got
to
catch him first. Phil, go out and get a gardenia bloom, the biggest you can find.
What for?
Bait. Come on, everybody!
Cowboy adventure!
Dragon, here, dragon!
Goblin Tax was written by Alan Varney, directed by David E. Rome, engineered by Jerry Stearns. The cast, in order of their appearance, were David E. Rome, Jerry Stearns, Beth Eastman, Ed Eastman, Cara Dahlke, Stephen Brust, Suzanne Ristau, and Jeffrey McNair. Produced in Post Limited Radiomation for Fresh Air Radio and Shockwave.